You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
We've seen what you can do, O God of wonders. Your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no...
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise, death is overcome.
And good morning. It is a beautiful day here in Florida, and we want to welcome all of you to Wednesday Live. And I have some wonderful guests that are with us already, and part of that team is our staff. And so, Karen, ladies first.
Hey, good morning.
That sounded like an almost I'm awake.
I'm here. I really am here. Good morning.
Let's see if we can get David on the mic
yes,
as well.
I have back, and I think mic three needs...
Mic 3
volume.
Needs to be
there
up.
You go.
All right. I thought I had
I'm
all
glad
those up
to be
there.
Here. I'm delighted. Always delighted to be here.
All right. Well, it's great to have you. And also, Keith Masters is going to be pitching in with us today. Keith, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning.
You know, we kind of feel like you're part of the core team around here, right? So great to have you with us. We did have a little bit of mail this morning, and we're gonna go through some of that real quick. And I think we have a moment of prayer, and then I'm going to put a call out. We are looking to connect with Jim, who is a part of Workforce, and we're going to touch base with them a bit. So, Karen, share what you have first.
I have a little note here from Janine in Lantana, a faithful supporter of WCNO.
Awesome.
And she has a note here. May God bless the ministry of WCNO. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Janine. And she always sends a little note in with her donations.
Mm.
And I have another note here from Joseph. And Joseph says, "Hello, WCNO team. Enclosed, please find my pledge for $54, but instead I send $60.
Mm.
Thanks for the outreach service that you all are doing. God's continued blessings always."
Cool.
And
thank
again,
you.
That was from Joseph.
All right, and Dave, we're going to hold on yours because
okay.
I do have our guest on that is going to be speaking with us, Jim Braun. Jim, we want to welcome you to WCNO in Palm City here, and you have some very important stuff to share with our listeners today.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here. And yes, we're going to talk about the Church Coast Builders Career in Construction Week, I believe, right?
Yes, Careers in Construction Week, that's coming up this month, right?
Yes, it's actually coming up on June 23rd to the 27th, so just a week and a half, 2 weeks away. It is going to be held at the Indian River State College Massey campus, which is in Fort Pierce. Monday through Thursday, we'll have skilled trades, right? We'll teach the kids 12 different trades. They'll get to experience carpentry, electrical, welding, air conditioning. So it's a great opportunity for them.
Okay. So this is open to what age group?
So 18 to 26, 27 years old. So if you're just graduating high school, great. If you have graduated high school And you're not sure what you're going to do with your life, come see us for the week. We'll find you a career. If you went off to college and came back and it's not what you want to do, come see us. We'd love to give you an opportunity to see some different trades this week. Like I said, it's Monday through Thursday, and Friday is actually the sign-up day. So we'll have companies there on Friday looking to hire potentially all of the people that show up for the boot camp this week.
So what is the cost of this, Jim?
It is zero cost to the student that comes for the boot camp. So zero cost to them whatsoever. Our goal is to try and put some great people with some great companies and find them a career for the rest of their life.
Wow, this is really awesome. When I saw the flyer, I was so glad that we were on the mailing list to see this, because the whole area of trades it seems that there's such a demand in that area, and there are some people that you know, are really, really great with all of the computers and testing and management and things like that. But when it comes to the field work, that's not their thing. And then there's a lot of people that are just really gifted with their hands, and God's given them a lot of gifts, and they're able to work and do things. And this is really important. So how can people get more information? Do they need to sign up, or what do you recommend?
Absolutely. They can go on to the Treasure Coast Builders website. They can call the office at 772-336-8222. Either one of those ways works. And if they go to the website, they'll see a link that they can actually sign up right off the website.
So has this been an annual event, or is this kind of new, or when did...
This is our eighth year doing this.
Okay.
So we've got it down to a science. It's been growing every year. Last year was the first year we've done it at the college. They helped sponsor the process because it's such a great program. I mean, it's a great opportunity. You know, in years past, the trades were not so great, right? Not such a glorious place to be. Today, the opportunity to take care of yourself and your family and provide yourself a career for the rest of your life, between the pay, the benefits, it's absolutely a great opportunity for some young people these days.
Well, I'm really excited to hear that this is available, because we have a lot of people that are just looking to find their fit, and so this might be really beneficial. Again, you said there's, about 12 different trades that's going to be introduced?
Correct. There'll be 12 different trades, from carpentry to electrical to HVAC to screening to welding. We'll be doing some drafting, some computer work. So honestly, if you're not sure what you want to do with your life, come out and check it out. It's a great chance for you to see some different things you don't know if you don't know, right? You don't know what you might like. And it's amazing to watch these kids over the last 8 years go through this process, because they'll come in on Monday and they'll be like, this was great. I love doing windows and doors. And by Wednesday or Thursday, they're like, forget that. I'm going to be a plumber for the rest of my life. So it's really great to watch these kids, you know, expand their minds and really figure out what they want to do.
Well, I'm a native, and I have a close friend. We grew up in Hope Sound together, and when he was in high school, back in the day, there was a carpentry class, and he learned to frame and learned to do trim carpentry and such forth, and that ended up being his occupation throughout life, was able to make a good living, and has chosen to retire out of state, so I miss him. But he was one of the guys that he found his way. That's exactly what he wanted to do, and he loved it. He built, you know, all over the area back in the day, La Blolly Bay, when that was coming out of the ground down in Hope Sound. And it was great to see he, as well as a lot of other young people, just really finding a quick fit. And I was thinking, my home that I built, it was a frame construction with the stucco exterior. And the stucco team that did my home, I remember the gentleman who bid the job, he said, now I'm going to be doing, all of the work will be done by students who are in training. And so he said, you're going to get, you could not have a better job than what you're going to get, because we're going to make sure that everything is done just exactly perfectly, as well as it could be done. And I live right next to the railroad, and my home does not have a bunch of cracks in the stucco. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did an awesome job with the lath work and everything that was done. But I look back at that and think, you know, this was a whole team of kids that worked on my house, and now I've been in the house since 86, and we've had absolutely no issues with the work that was done by those teams. So this not only opened up opportunities for young people to learn some trades, but also it was a blessing for some of the contractors and homeowners that were looking to get into their homes. It broadened the market. So, Jim, it's really a great thing that you're doing. Now, what is your position there?
I'm head of the Skilled Trades Task Force for Treasure Coast Builders Association and past president.
Excellent. Well, we want to thank you for bringing this to our listeners today. Why don't we just give the contact information one more time? Someone may not have had a pen handy there and might want to take some notes. Someone's in your car, you may want to just pull over for a second so you can get the information together, because this is going to be a great opportunity. You may be parents, grandparents. You may be thinking about a grandson, a granddaughter, and thinking, what are they going to do this summer? What are they going to do with their life? And this might be a great tip to pass on to them. I've passed a lot of tips on to a lot of young people. Go ahead, Jim.
Yep. So if they Google TCBA, Treasure Coast Builders Association, you'll find their website really easy. Just click on the website. You'll find a link to the Careers in Construction Week. They can sign up that way. They could call the office at 772-336-8222. Or they could email workforce@treasurecoastba.com.
All right, most excellent. Well, Jim, you have anything else you want to share with our family before you get on with your day?
Nope. If you know somebody, your friend's daughter, you know, son that is just graduating high school or is, you know, off working a job that may not have some future for them, or a student that went to college and came back, send them to us. A great week, great opportunity. I promise they will learn something, and at the end of the week, hopefully get a job.
And this is, again, it's going to be taking place at what campus, and what is the address?
It's at the Indian River State College campus off of Virginia Avenue in Fort Pierce.
All right. Very good. Well, Jim, we want to thank you for the great work you're doing, and look forward to seeing a lot of our kids find a place for their hands to fit.
Exactly.
And get
thank
on with their life. That's awesome.
To get the word out.
Excellent. Keep us posted on down the road. We would love to be a part to push things as you put it together in the future.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot.
For the help.
Have a great
Thank
day.
You guys.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. So, Karen, you just read a couple bits of local mail, and we just had Jim in. I was glad we were able to make that connection. That was great. And, David, what do you have?
Well, I have some prayer requests. And
all right. Go ahead.
Two brothers by the name of Alan, and there's another brother, Celestine, who we well know as well.
Sure.
So our first brother, Alan, he's got a lot of areas of need, his finances, healing, trauma in the family, everybody. So, and I just want to, I'm going to lift him up and just ask God in this to bless every part of his life. Father, we just thank you for our brother, Alan, and Lord, move in his life, Lord, wherever there's trauma, wherever there's distress, and wherever there's anger, perhaps, or the fear of the unknown. Lord, wherever you need to move, Lord, to move in the power of your Holy Spirit, to restore, to bless, to infuse your peace and your joy into hearts that are trembling right now. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have another brother, Alan, whom we know very well. He's got some issues with his legs. He needs therapy, but insurance doesn't cover it all. So we're going to pray for healing and financial infusion. Father God, for Alan, we lift him up to you. We lift up his legs to you, Father, and Father, you can heal his legs without anybody else getting involved, and we do ask for that. We claim your healing grace for him. If it's required, if you want him to go through the medical process because maybe they need to hear a witness, then bring him through that. Bless his therapists, all those that are going to bring his legs back to full functioning, and provide the finances that it will take to augment the insurance coverage so that he will not be found in a deficit situation. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And lastly, our brother Celestin, and he writes, he says, please continue to pray for my safety because several people have attempted against my life, all because of my home. And I don't know if that probably has to do with where he comes from. He is not, he's an American citizen, but he was not born here. Authorities, he said, have been spoken to these people, but if you can help me with your prayers, I know those are mighty. Thank you. And so, yes, Father, we come before you now for our brother Celestin, and you know more than anybody else what issues are coming against him. We know it's demonic. This is an act of spiritual warfare going on here. And we pray, number one, you send your, just cover him with your grace, Father, protect him. Keep him safe from any and all people that, for whatever reason, and there are no good reasons, hate him, are angry with him, and want to go so far as to take him off the planet. Father, we just pray, Lord, that you would protect him from them. We also pray for those people, Father, that you would move in their lives, that you're the only, you know how to bring to an unreasonable life your reason. And we pray for this. We pray these people end up getting saved and would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. But above all, for our brother, keep him safe and thank enable you, him to move through this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So we are so glad that you have joined us today. And if, again, just keep in mind about that opportunity up at IRSC that's coming up for graduates. That's a great program. If you didn't get that information, call the office here at 772-221-1100. Now, we have some great programming that takes place. And actually, all three of you who are in the studio today, David, you have two live programs mm-hmm. that you host, and Keith is on, what, one or two? Or
I'm on one.
You're on one of those programs.
That's today. It could be two tomorrow.
Yeah. Could be. Could be two tomorrow.
You never know what God's going
to want. Amen. Yeah. But, Dave, you have a program on Monday morning, and that's called?
That's called The Front Line.
Front Line. And what happens on The Front Line?
Well, we interview people in ministry.
Okay.
And people, the summer local. Some are in the state.
Okay.
I mean, we have people from all over the country and who have ministry in other parts of the world that have blessed, been blessed to come on the air with us. So
are you open to maybe somebody wants to refer someone to be a guest
yes.
on your show? Or how would they get information to you?
The best way would be to send an email to our website. It's, it's WCNO at WCNO.com. In the subject line, address it to me, David.
There you go.
And then also put a front or the front line. So David, okay. The front line, and then give us your recommendation, a name and a contact opportunity, a phone number or email address. But before you do that, make sure you've spoken to them and that they're willing to be called.
To be, yeah, right. Well, yeah. Well, we can reach out to people, but it is great to have acceptance on that end. And,
absolutely.
And so that's a good thing. And then your second program is on Tuesday?
Tuesday, 11 to noon, called A Biblical Response. And that's the program that Keith is a part
okay.
of, part of the crew or the team. And that is looking at current events through the lens of the Bible.
Okay.
Giving people that foundational.
Very good. Very good. Now, one of the things that we do on Wednesday Live is we look to give opportunity for our family that sends in mail or calls in with comments, an opportunity to have some of that shared on air.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were not given a full name by a gentleman who called in yesterday, but he had some concerns over the fact that the program yesterday approached what was the topic you were dealing with, some of the rioting and some of the things that's taken place.
The news item was the L.A. riots.
Okay, the L.A.
coming
riots.
Out of the DEA and the ICE agents that went in to, I mean, there was a drug connection there, but also the illegal aliens were involved,
okay.
a lot of them, and so they already knew where to go and what to do, and apparently there were groups that were already set up to not just
so this
protests.
This was planned in some way.
Event, right?
Okay, Keith, you were a part of that conversation.
Yeah,
and you know it when we have a call and someone senses or believes that we're being too political. In regards to that, of course, you know, none of us are speaking for WCNO. This is a nonprofit ministry. It's like your local church. And so no one person owns this. It's a ministry. It has a board that, you know, oversees what takes place. But any of us here at the station, we host, co-host programs. We are here sharing from the Word of God with the understanding that God has given us. And so we're not here to condemn you or anyone else, but we are here to give those leaders that God has brought in an opportunity to share what God has put on their heart. And I, even though I don't have the full name or permission to really share that name publicly, and I don't have a written format, I would just say that what is taking place in our nation today is there's definitely a war, and it's spiritual. It's very spiritual. Amen. It's manifesting in many different areas. It's certainly manifesting in a political arena. And for the body of Christ to not address the issues that are taking place is simply absolutely dangerous, because where will people find the truth if there's not a voice for God to speak the truth? And you may say, well, that's not the truth I believe. That's not the way I see it. I understand that. And you're welcome to your position. But I did, as the general manager, want to share this with you. John 10:10, if you haven't read it in a while, you might want to look it up and just take note of that scripture. But I do believe most of you could probably quote it with me. And it simply says, the thief has come but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Mm. When we see the thief stealing, killing, and destroying, we can very clearly identify the source of that behavior, because that is never the work of the Spirit of God. And so when we see this in our nation, we see lawlessness, we see rebellion, we see attacks against the established authority, we can be confident that this is not the work of God. It's the work of the devil. And so I'm not afraid to call that what I see it to be. Mm-hmm. And I believe we need to pray against it, and we need to pray for the police officers that are given a very dangerous task of maintaining peace and order in these areas. The fact that there are individuals seeking to deface and destroy public property that you and I and others pay for through our taxes. These are federal buildings. Cars are being burned in the street. People's lives are in danger. This is lawlessness, and it's reckless, I believe, to fail to call it what it is. It is a demonic strategy against our nation and the revival that God is wanting to bring and beginning to bring to our nation. So I just wanted to sort of throw that out. I appreciate anyone who calls in, sends us your thoughts, and we will endeavor to address those and listen to what's on your heart. But we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we will not endeavor to please man. We are here to be obedient to God. And so, I mean, that's my position as the manager. So we do thank you for your comments. And we hear from many people, and we trust that you continue to communicate with us. We are going to come back, and Keith is going to be sharing with us in just a few moments, but there's a special event, and I am going to seek to get someone on the phone here that might be able to speak a bit about it. It is called Stay Awake America Tour. We're going to go to a song. We'll be back in just a moment, and then following this little bit of an announcement about an event coming up on the other coast, we'll be back with Keith Masters, and I know the Lord has put something on your heart, Keith.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yes,
amen.
He did.
Amen.
To share his glory.
Amen.
Every fear.
I have a second
a
to go
that
on.
Embraces the heartache, the pain, and the tears. Through my faith and my doubting, I know one thing for sure. His word is unfailing. His promise.
insecure. Todo va a estar bien. Everything will be alright. Whole world's in his hands. Your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness and the trials, he's faithful and he is true. The whole world's in his hands. You don't last time yet. Oh, 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 everything will be alright. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah. Father, you say everything is gonna be alright. But my circumstances say I won't last through the night. I need your word to hold me now. I need you to pull me through. I need a miracle, a breakthrough. I need you. They say you hold the whole universe in your hand. But my world's falling apart like it is made of sand. Am I small enough to slip through the cracks? Can you take my broken pieces and put them back? Give me faith, you believe you are on my side. Open my eyes to see you working in my life. Let the past remind me you never fail. And tell my soul it is well. Oh, y todo va a estar bien. Everything will be alright. The whole world's in his hands. Your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands. Y todo va a estar bien.
Padre, te confieso a corazón abierto que todo es muy incierto en este desierto. Mi vulnerabilidad está al descubierto. Siento que mi barca está muy lejos de su puerto. ¿Por qué será que en este sale el sol en mis días? ¿Por qué mis noches son tan frías? ¿Por qué será que siento que me falta algo? ¿Por qué este camino gris se siente tan largo? Sé que estás sobrando aunque no te sienta. Sé que estás sobrando aunque no te vea. Sé que voy a salir de esta odisea. Sé que voy a ganar esta pelea. Sé que va a cesar esta marea temporaria. Que en ti yo viviré una vida extraordinaria. Y aunque no pueda entender, me consuela saber que
todo, yo sé que todo va a estar bien.
Todo va a estar bien.
Everything will be alright.
The whole world's in his hands. Your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands. You don't know what I started yet. Oh, 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 everything will be alright. Got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands.
Todo el mundo en su mano está. Todo el mundo en su mano está. Todo el mundo en su mano está.
All right, and of course that was Nanny Goki, and maybe our friend Todd the Plumber was listening in. He always says, please play that song for me.
Yeah.
All right, we want to welcome Ohio Amy with us. Welcome to WCNO, Ohio.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure to be on your show. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you highlighting our event.
Well, let's talk about it. What's getting ready to happen? I know there's not a lot of days to promote this, and we're kind of on the other side of the state, but tell us what's getting ready to happen. It sounds like a great event.
Awesome. Well, all for the glory of God. So what sets us apart, the Stay Awake America Tour will be in Venice, Florida. So, yep, on the Gulf side, but just what, a short 2.5-3 hour drive for your listeners, maybe even closer. but it's June 21st and 22nd, which is not this weekend, but next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, again, June 21st and 22nd, in Venice, Florida, the Venice Community Center. And the Stay Awake America Tour has one mission. We, all for the glory of God, are to unite, engage, and activate locally. Local action, national impact. We're at a time in history where we no longer can sit on the couch. We can't be spectators. We have to engage. And we have to locally engage. And I believe that right now, communities are starving for leadership. People are awake. They see the crime, the corruption. They see even the last 2 days, seeing the riots break out in L.A., I was listening, and yes, God bless all those people that are protecting the citizens, protecting, protecting the rights for our First Amendment rights, but not for riots and violence and all what. We had a marketing meeting yesterday, and we thought, hey, we almost need to say, stay alive, America, versus stay awake, America. The Stay Awake America Tour, the difference in our event is we want to present solutions. We want to engage Christian patriots in their gifts, talents, and passions to engage them to action. We all have to act. There's not one man or one woman who is going to save us or save the United States until Jesus Christ walks again on this earth. But we have to occupy until then. Neither can President Trump save us alone. He needs our prayers. He needs our support. But ultimately, he needs our action. Local action, national impact. We need from the bottom up, because we're a republic, right?
Right.
We're a republic, and the sovereignty and the power is in the states. We've got to get back in our communities. We've got to get back in our neighborhoods. We've got to get back in our cities, our communities, our states, and we have to engage. We have to come together, all for the glory of God, and that's what the difference of our event is. It's for the glory of God, because we're at end times. God, you said it very eloquently a few minutes ago that we're in a revival. God is calling us back. We need to answer that call. And that's with by faith. This will be our second stop on the tour. We started in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. That's in Ohio, Amy's backyard. We had such a great success and an outcrying of cities all around that said, will you come to our city? And you say, what solutions are we going to give? Well, we have amazing speakers, and we're going to deliver truth through music, education, sprinkled through education, and calls to action. So we have an amazing lineup of three different musicians, the Casper McLeod. He's a Christian rock band. They have an amazing, in fact, they just came out with their newest album, Beyond Magnificent. So I hope they'll be playing, soon on your radio station.
We'll give them our number.
And then also Tom Katz. And Tom Katz is an amazing, he is a country artist. He's Christian. He's helping the veterans. Tremendously. They just had a fundraiser last weekend, and they're doing all the proceeds to help veterans through lots of different ways, helping them, food, shelter, clothing.
Sure, all the needs.
All the basics. Yep. Yeah, but also from PTSD and, getting them engaged and equipped to work again. But anyway, so Tom Katz, he actually has a top four number, and he's holding a number four last week with his song. So he's amazing. And then we've got a local artist that's right there in Fort Lauderdale. His name is Glenn Baker. He's helping veterans with to walk again. He's got the skeleton apparatuses. So anyways, we've got amazing speakers, but we also have music, because music is the universal language. We know we're in a spiritual battle. It's a battle between good and evil, and the prize are our souls. We're also in an information war. Not everybody is getting the same information, aka the truth, the word of God. We need to saddle up, we need to armor up, and we need to unite, engage, and activate. And activate, that is a personal, everyone's personal relationship with God. All your passions, talents, and treasures match up to your divine journey. So activating may be just helping your neighbor next door. It may be holding a huge event like Ohio Amy, or it may be just lining up with your Christian group, letting people know, hey, this is not okay. We are sovereign citizens. We need to group together. We need to know how to band together. It's scary. You know, if you guys have seen the app that's going around, noking.org, and it's already coordinated for June 14th for a lot that we saw in LA to continue nationally. So we know that fear and chaos come from the devil. It doesn't
Amen.
Come from Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
He can only imitate. He's not the creator. So we know that peace and love come from our Father. So Amen. When we unite together, when we engage together, we bring peace in our communities. Plus, we instruct. Isn't that what the Word of God is all about? Instruction, telling us how to imitate, you know, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So we're inviting everybody to come out. Join us. If you can't make it, please pay it forward. There's a lot of people out there. The general admission fee are $25. That gets you in both days. It's 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. And let me just highlight some of the speakers. I highlighted the musicians, but speakers, on Saturday, we have headlining General Michael Flynn and Patrick Byrne. Most people know General Michael Flynn. He works daily alongside President Trump, you know, in a volunteer position, but he used to be President Trump's national security advisor, and he's a three-star general. He's had 5 years of boots on the ground. Amazing, amazing gentleman, and he's a true patriot. Just like we saw, well, Project Hurricane, Operation Hurricane, which is Russiagate, he was at the center of it. He was part of fifth generation warfare, which is lawfare. They try to take people down by a narrative and character assassination. General Flynn has survived and has thrived. Amen. And then Patrick Byrne is the CEO and founder of Overstock.com. He is a professor. He is he's an amazing patriot and has helped many people with his financial gifts from God through helping people with legal action at J6 for J6ers and Tina Peters. So he does amazing work. Then we have a huge influencer who is a Christian, young Christian, black Republican patriot that is just moving his community, his followers. He's a huge influencer. That's Dom Lucree. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of him, but he's got a large following on all the social media. And then we have Dr. Glore. We have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. We have Dr. Judy Mikovich. We have Dr. Catherine Kemp. We have Dr. Lynn Lafferty. And Lynn Lafferty is right in your neighborhood. She is the head of the pharmacy department at Nova University. Okay. She's leading the way on teaching pharmacy and medical students how to read the medical literature, how to go back and actually find the root cause and find multiple ways, you know, health supplements, naturopathic ways. There's room for all types of healing. So Dr. Lynn Lafferty, we've got a number of different patriots. One, the Watchmen, they're going to teach you how to engage and actually set up a campaign, a winning campaign for like a board of direct or a school board to join the school board all the way up to, you know, senator positions. But most of the good patriots, you know, we've got the heart, we've got the will of God, but we don't have the education and leadership. It's not something that we have made a career of doing. And I believe that the churches have let us down with the sheer fact that they want to separate everything. But I believe that the Lord tells us that he wants us to govern his people. He wants the word of God to be part of leading his people. And, you know, we need good people to run our communities. So
we're running out of time. We're running out of time. Hiya, Amy. Perfect. We needed an hour with you.
What question?
Give the tickets again, the contact information and the dates and the location again, so our listeners can grab that.
Awesome. Yes, you don't want to miss it. Please join us June 21st and 22nd, Venice, Florida. And you can find the actual address on the website. Tickets are $25, get you in both days. The event starts at 9 o'clock to 5 each day. And you can buy tickets at our website, which is stayawakeamerica.com.
All right.
Stayawakeamerica.com. Appreciate you.
All of our listeners, go online, check that out. It's worth the drive. It's going to be a great event. It is packed with powerful, powerful guests, speakers, musicians. I believe this would be an event for the whole family, yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
So bring your whole family, make some phone calls, and it's not that far away, and some of you are up in Indian River County and out across toward Yeehaw Junction and up that way, and I know we're reaching all down through the southern counties. And so Stay Awake America Tour right here in the state of Florida on the other coast, Venice, Florida, June the 21st, 22nd. Go online to stayawakeamerica.com and find out all the information. Pass it around, share it with your friends, and let's pack this place out. Ohio Amy, blessings. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming on air with us. Promise to come back sometime.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thank you very much. All right. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you. All right. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Wow, Keith. Cool. We have to get to you.
No, I'm
like,
I'm
all charged up here. I'm like, a lot is going on today.
He's glowing.
Well, he is glowing now, but, you know, I noticed he kicked a couple blocks of ice out of the way as he came in. And so, Keith, what's on your heart this morning? You're a part of our family. We thank God for you. We call you sometime the street preacher, but you're just a brother in the kingdom, a man of God who loves God and wants to get the word out.
Amen. And, I just wanted to say real fast, Jonathan, David's program on Monday, I listened to about 20 minutes or 15 minutes of it on Monday, mm-hmm. and it was a really good program, and I wish that I tuned in a little earlier, so.
You got on demand. You can listen to the whole thing on demand.
Oh, okay. All right.
On the website.
All right. Good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal. So you can go back to the station and listen to that.
Go to the website.
For the show.
WCNO.com. On the top of the page, I think it says on demand, a little blue button.
Right.
Pull that down, then go to the day, which would be the date, Monday the 9th.
And grab
it. It'll have the program listed, and you can click on it. You could download it or just listen to it.
So they can do
live.
The same thing on a biblical response
as
well.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Good deal.
Absolutely.
Good deal. So 2 weeks ago when I was leaving the station for a biblical from a biblical response when we did a program on Tuesday 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So this is amazing, and I just had to share the glory of the Lord. So I was driving home, and I go south on 95, which is the interstate. Mm-hmm. Once I get to the interstate, mm-hmm. so I've got to make a left turn to get down onto the interstate heading south. And as I'm getting on, I don't know how anybody else drives, but when I'm on the on-ramp, I make sure that I'm catching up to speed for
sure.
Yes. 95.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So I jump on it, and I'm going to merge into traffic like you're supposed to.
Right.
And as I'm doing that, I'm going to say about, I don't know, 20 or 30 yards up, which maybe a little bit farther, because by this time I'm doing a good 75, 80.
Right.
And as I'm passing, there's a broken down truck on the right-hand side, on the side of the road, right, on the side right. of the interstate. Mm-hmm. And he's got a trailer in tow, and he's got a flat tire on his truck. And if the Lord didn't say he needs help, if the Lord didn't say he needs help, his name turned out to be Andy, by the way, and he was driving to Miami, so he was going 100 miles farther south. Mm-hmm. And the Lord was telling me this as I was driving past him in the middle lane.
70 miles an hour.
70 here, yeah. miles, yeah. And so what's going on here is that the next exit is 5 miles up the road.
Right.
So it goes from 101 to exit 96. So I'm like, okay, I guess, right?
Going to be doing a loop.
But here's the thing. The guy was standing at the end of the trailer, and, you know, he's standing at the end of the trailer, and he's just standing there. He's just looking. It's like he's not on a phone. He's not doing anything.
Right.
He's just standing there. And the Lord just said, he needs help.
Right. Mm.
Okay. 5 miles going down south. I turn it around.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I got to turn back around, and I've got to come another 5 miles. So now we've got 10 miles.
Right.
Right? 10 miles to go and help this guy that the Lord says, go and help.
Yeah.
I come back around, and I come back down the on-ramp. Okay. And you know, this is really where sometimes doubt creeps in, right?
Yeah.
I'm at the light where I've got to make a left turn to come back around
back
to 95.
Yep.
And what comes and enters into my mind, but I wonder if he's still going to be there.
Mm. Right. After you did all that, right?
Right. And after the Lord tells me, go and help him. But when I'm at the light and the doubt creeps into my mind, the Lord said, if I say to go and help him, he's going to be
yeah,
there.
It's going to be there.
He's
yeah.
going to be there.
Yeah.
So I come back around and I back up and I finally get over to where he is, and he's still standing there, and I said, you need some help. And now he says, yeah, I need some help. I said, and I'm going to put him in the car. I'm going to bring him to a station, get a tire, do something.
Yeah, right.
Maybe give him some, bring him back, whatever. And he's like, I need your jack. I need your jack. I'm like, no, that's not going to happen. Well, I've never used the jack before, okay? And I'm waiting to go to get my son. I'm on a time crunch here. I'm going to get my son from school, and I've got to go 50 miles to go and get my son. But he says, I need the jack because the jack that I have doesn't work. I gave my jack to somebody else. He never returned it. So As I'm thinking that I wanted to help him in a certain way,
right?
I wanted to do it my way.
Oh boy, yeah.
I didn't want to do it, you know,
his way, or God's way,
right? And I said, do you want me to, you know, do you want some money for a tow truck, you know, or somebody to lift your car up for you? You can put the because he's got the spare there, by
right.
the way,
right?
He's got the spare, so. He says, no, that's too expensive. We're not going to do that. He says, but I need your jack. So he's being very emphatic that he wants my jack. And he's got a small jack under there, but it's not working.
Yeah.
And he's got the truck. So the wheel well of the truck is like this high.
Right.
And the whatever, what do you put on the brake pads? It's down here, but the thing is, so he's got to jack it up. So I find myself walking back to my car, opening up the gate, the back trunk, and I'm trying to get the jack out. And I say, I can't get the jack out. I got to tell this guy, I can't get the jack out. I need your help.
So now you need his help.
I need his help to get the jack out. But, you know, I found myself back there, and I'm like, okay, I need your help. So he comes back. Now, as when I'm on the street, I've got my signs, you know, all Jesus, right? Jesus signs.
Right.
And he sees Jesus. He sees my Jesus signs. And he says, oh, Jesus, I know Jesus. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. Okay, right? So now all of a sudden it's at a different level.
It's a family.
It just, I said, all right. You know, the Lord, and you know, here's confirmation. The Lord telling me to go and help this guy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, okay, so he knows Jesus. So we get the jack out. We're jacking it up and all this. And all of a sudden I tell him, I said, you know, the Lord told me when I was passing you, the Lord told me to come and help you. He goes, really? I said, yeah. He goes, because I was standing here and I said his prayer. He goes, Lord, I need help. Lord, I need help.
Yeah.
He's been in faith for 45 years,
wow.
I think.
Wow.
His name is Andy. Mm. He's Haitian.
Wow.
All right.
God touch
He's him. Got broad shoulders.
Yeah.
Okay. So big boy. Yeah. Big boy. I thought he could have lifted the truck by himself.
Yeah.
You know, he's a big boy. And we got to have a, you know, faith-filled time right there.
Wow.
He said, you know what he said? He said, you don't know what you did by pulling over and helping me.
Mm.
So, you know, and I was, you know. No, because, you know, it's just like, you know, it's not always about us. The guy says, you know, you don't know what you did by helping
yeah.
me. And I'm like, okay, you know, you know,
yep.
stop. But I don't know what I did, you know, what God did to his faith,
yeah.
how much he increased
yeah.
his faith,
yeah.
you know. And he was just so overjoyed. I got the full story of his family, of his parents, preachers, mm. and his faith, and his friends. And he goes, you know, my friends, they always say to me, you know, because they're out carousing, they're on the, you know, they're on the secular side of the world. And he says, you know, he goes that my friends, they tell me, you know, you don't come out with us, you don't know what you're missing. And he turns around and he said, but I tell them, no, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're missing by not having the relationship yeah. with
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
So.
Wow, that's awesome.
I had to share that
that's
testimony,
awesome.
You know.
So he got the tire on.
We got the tire on.
Your son ended up not being forsaken.
You know, I got there right on time. I'm going to tell you. I did. I got there right
that's
on time.
That's the rest of the story, wow. right? God knew.
No, but I'm going to tell you, we both, it turned out. Right, oh, God knew. Of course
yeah.
he does, right?
Yeah,
and this
of course.
Is just such a. You see him in work like this, and it's just so amazing. And I had to help him jack up the truck because he got tired. We had a long way to go to bring
yep.
this thing up.
Sure.
And he's a lefty, so he got it. And then I had to lay down, and it's just, you know, it was just an amazing event
wow.
for that time.
Wow.
So I needed to share this testimony, you know, that God is real, that God is
Amen.
Present. And, you know, God answers prayers. You have to know that. This guy standing on the side of 95, the interstate, cars passing him by at 80 miles
yeah.
an hour.
Yeah.
And he just turns around and he just says, Lord, I need help.
Yeah.
And the Lord answered his prayer, you know, right on time for him.
But we do need to be listening.
We do need to be listening.
Because no. it would have been real easy for you to justify, you know, my son, he you know, I got to pick him up. He's waiting on me. I've got the trip. I mean,
you know, Jonathan, I did say, I got to go 5 miles. I got to go 5 miles. No, I did. You know, it's like reasoning, and, you know, I got to go
yeah.
5 miles
yeah.
and then I got to come back 5 miles, you know. And then that's what happens, you know, is he going to be there?
But Keith, if you hadn't done that, you know, think about what people miss in their life who are too busy to listen. Because many people would say, wow, I'd love for something like that to happen to me. I would love to be used by God like that, or I would love to have God respond like that. And we have to listen, and then we have to be obedient in order for these things to happen. God is talking all the time. I have people tell me, why God never talks to me. Like, wait a minute. Yes, he does.
No, he does.
The word says his sheep hear his voice, you know. So God is talking, but we have to purposefully start our day saying, God, I want to hear you and want to be led by you today.
Amen.
And it's real easy to miss those awesome, I'm going to call it an exploit. I'm going to call it an awesome God exploit, where God shows up and everybody knows that was God.
Everybody knows that that was God. And then, right. I mean, it was just absolutely amazing, Jonathan. So, you know, and excellent. it turned out to be so much fun.
Yeah.
Doing it, you know.
And you met a brother.
Yeah. You know.
Eternal relationship.
He was in joy.
Yeah.
He was in complete joy. It was amazing. You know, his spirits got so lifted.
Yeah, and you know, I don't like to overthink these things, but I look at it and think, okay, the tire didn't have to blow. You know,
right,
God,
right.
Just well, as God stopped you, God could have kept air in the tire.
This is,
I really believe, God working in the midst of the all things.
Right.
All things work together for good. I believe God actually allows plans of the enemy to get flipped, so we can see the hand of God in our life.
Well, as Andy kept saying, God is in the details. God is in the details. Yeah. But and that's what he kept saying.
Yeah.
And the one thing, you know, he put a bald spare on as his spare tire. Ooh. So he's going to need protection. He was going to need protection.
To get where he was going.
To get down to Miami. Yeah. And I said, Andy, I said, you know, that tire's a little, you know.
It had air in it, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a full tire.
Yeah.
Well, it was a full tire.
You know, a lot of times those spares don't have air in them.
Well, you know, but he had the open trailer.
Okay.
He had a bunch of stuff in it, like, you know, you're collecting stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that guys go around in the neighborhood and they collect stuff.
Yeah.
But he comes up to Jupiter, he says, he tries to buy wholesale, I'm going to say. He tries to get stuff wholesale, brings it down to Miami, and then he resells it. So that's his business.
Okay.
So, that you know, that's what the Lord has him doing.
Well.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What a great story.
So it's been on my heart to share that testimony of God's presence in our lives. Right, in our lives, and for people to know that God is real and that Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
Amen.
So it was just an absolutely joyous event.
Amazing. Tell us about your family. Your family's out of town, or they're
in Santo Domingo. No, Dominican Republic. No, they're in the Dominican Republic. They left yesterday.
Doing what?
Yeah. Well, they're sharing the gospel right now.
Well, praise God.
Big man, as we call him, big man. We pray that he gets big. So he was in Lakeland, met a coach, and here's God's providence once again.
This is your son.
Yeah, yeah. He met a coach in Lakeland. And was because he just wanted to go and hit in a cage or something. And the coach is a believer. He's a firm believer. Mm. And he makes trips to Dominican Republic, and he goes and shares the gospel. And so the Lord brought us all together in Lakeland. And we sent out 250 Bibles to Dominican Republic just about a month ago to get there way ahead of time. And they're over there right now. Connor was supposed to be playing baseball, but he had the surgery on his elbow, so he can't be playing baseball. But he's going to help the coach witness, as the whole team does. They go and they witness, they share Jesus, and they go and help in the neighborhood. So,
awesome.
you know, less privileged neighborhoods, they go and they share. And last year, I think they painted houses or did stuff like that, but you know, sharing the good works of the Lord. So
we had to lift him up in prayer.
And amen, amen. We lift the coach up. We lift the team up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we lift the team up, Father God. We just
lift them up.
Yes,
Jesus.
Dear Lord, we're so grateful for all your blessings, Lord, and we lift them up to you, Father God. And we just pray, Father God, for the children that they're trying to reach.
Amen.
We pray for the children on the team, Lord.
Amen.
for your joy, Father God, and to exhibit all of your glory. And we thank you, Father God, for all of your blessings that you have bestowed on them for the trip, to continue to keep them in your peace and to keep them safe, Father God, and just to let them bring joy everywhere they walk, and to have a fullness of joy in your presence, Lord. And we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. That's awesome.
Yeah, so they're going to be back next week.